You are a hero. You are a hero. Today's episode is going to be a little bit off the cuff. It's going to be a little bit free-flowing. It's going to be, I want to say a rant, but a positive rant. I just want you to know that you are a marketing hero. You're a business hero. You're an employment hero. You're a jobs hero. You are a consumer hero, a client hero. You are a hero. And I'm going to talk about why that is in a minute here. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so why are you a marketing hero? Why are you a marketing hero? Here's the long and the short of it. If you can make leads, customers, sales, and profits show up in a business, you're a freaking hero. You are a hero. In any business, there is the innovation that goes on. There's the creation of products and services. And that's important. It's really important to create great products and services that solve problems for consumers, right? For whoever your customer is, business, consumer, whatever. There's also the administrative function, the people that manage the books, the people that run the office, the people that handle customer service is even in my heart a little bit of sales and marketing function, but all of the people that are there to manage kind of the infrastructure of the business. So we have the innovation people, we have the management and administration people. And then we have the people who make the cash register ring, the people who bring new customers in the door, the people who create sales, who create profits. And in our culture, admittedly, it's not always easy to be somebody who is proud to be a salesperson. It's not always easy to be that person who says, I'm happy to go out there and persuade people. Because a lot of people in our culture actually think kind of negatively about sales and marketing, and probably for good reason, because there are a lot of manipulative SOBs. There are a lot of people who are happy to lie in order to get a result. There are a lot of people who, will misrepresent or manipulate or cause people, like really, really pressure people to make a decision that's not necessarily in their best interest. But that's not you. I hope that's not you if you've been following Breakthrough Marketing Secrets at all. If you've been following my work at all for any length of time, you know that I am all about doing business in an ethical and upstanding way where, yes, we shine a great light on our products and services. And yet, the only reason that our products and services are successful is because we know that they are solving a problem or a challenge for our client or customer, right? And so you are the hero who is able to create jobs for people in the innovation and administration sections of a business. You are the person who's creating income for those people by bringing new customers and clients and through the door, by encouraging them to spend money in lots of different ways, by creating offers and creating marketing campaigns and advertising campaigns and all of that. You are a hero to their families because you are allowing them to bring home a paycheck that, will help put a roof over their heads and food on their table and clothes on their back and money in the bank and allow them to spend money on experiences and so on. And the other people in your department too. And even if you're a solo business, right? Are you working with clients and helping them generate sales? Do you have service providers that you pay who are making money as a result? Who in your life, like the people that work at the grocery store, who are able to get an income because you generated money and you go to the grocery store and you buy groceries there, right? Your money is flowing everywhere all the time, right? And by being someone who understands how to channel that flow of money and specifically to create leads, customer sales, and profits for your business, for your client business, whatever, your employer business, whatever context you play, by being somebody who understands how to create leads, customer sales, and profits, you are a hero because you're making money flow, and you're making money flow through your business and through the stakeholders in your business, including employees and clients and your own customers and or your own service providers, people who you are a customer or client of. And not only that, because you're selling great products and services, you're a hero to your customers, to your clients, by solving their problems, by helping them overcome challenges, by helping them get what they want, by getting new innovations into the market and actually convincing people to try them out. You are a hero for that. You're a hero for making sales. You are a hero for creating conversions. You're a hero for generating customers, generating leads. You're a hero for sharing the good news of your offers, your whatever it is that you have. And I want you to feel good about that. Like, today's message is a feel-good message because I want you to know that the better you get, the better you get at things like copywriting and marketing and, you know, marketing strategy and being able to drive traffic and conversions and understanding economics and building offers around that and all of those things. The better you get at all of those things, the bigger a hero you can stand to become for whoever it is. Like, it is such a wonderful thing to have the confidence to be able to step into almost any business situation and say, okay, what's going on here? Like, what challenges are you facing that can be solved by marketing? Not all business challenges can be solved by marketing, but what challenges are you facing that could be solved by being able to get more leads, customer sales, and profits for your business? And how can I help you do that? How can I help you put together offers and messages and get them in front of the right people such that you are generating those leads, those customers, those sales, and profits? And to be able to step into almost any business, and the better you get at direct marketing and understanding like the underlying principles and strategies like I teach here and like I teach especially in BTMS Insiders, the better you get at all of those methodologies where you can recognize an opportunity, where you can capitalize on the opportunity, where you can like achieve whatever marketing aim you set out to achieve, right? The better you get at all of that, the bigger a hero you can become, because you're just creating more and more impact all around the business itself, the people surrounding the business, the customers, the clients, the people in their lives. And when you think of marketing as, or selling as, hey, I'm just manipulating people to get a buck, it's like, it's such a, you're doing a disservice to the entire craft and skill and opportunity and to yourself by just focusing on how can I, you know, make a little bit of money here. By recognizing that with this skill, you can be a hero, and you can be a hero in so many different ways to so many different people. And you think about who can I serve with my marketing? Like, what markets can I serve? What businesses can I serve? All of that. It just creates a brand new opportunity, not just for income and impact, but for happiness. Like, wouldn't you rather be doing really well for yourself while you're also creating a good positive impact in the world, as opposed to doing really well for yourself while you're like selfishly just taking from the world? I mean, I know I would. I know that like, I want to help people. I want to put more love in the world. I want to put, like, I don't want fear and scarcity and lack. I want love and abundance in the world. And when you use your marketing skills in that way, again, you're a freaking marketing hero. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this idea, this perspective, and why. Like, what are your action items? What are your takeaways? How are you feeling right now about this? Also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com where you can sign up for my daily emails, get daily episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Lots of good stuff in the work there. And if you do want to go deeper, my BTMS Insiders training library, the link is in the description. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training that gives you all the principles and strategies and plans and frameworks, et cetera, for growing any business, creating more leads, customer sales, and profits. And it's an always growing resource of training that's available to you for one low monthly fee. Again, like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. Links are in the description to everything you need. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.